I gotta elevate.
Now here's where things really started to get exciting. As Dennis and I started to discover how to rewrite advertorials, we became obsessed with this. Like, we were writing advertorials once every other day. We have almost like, hey, let's write an advertorial per day. That's the hard work. Like, that's the gym workout we got to do to become great at advertising. We got to wake up and we got to grind this thing out. First thing in the morning, it's the most important thing I can do is rewrite an advertorial from modeling someone else's and then take another monster swing. And as we're doing this, we started to have some big wins. We started to have some $1,000 days, $2,000 days, $3,000 days, selling e-com products that there was nothing else to model after. It was amazing. But we still had a problem. You know, being affiliates, I wasn't actually very good at designing websites, so we still had some Facebook bans happening to us. You know, we still had some accounts going down because most of our advertorials were just kind of one-page websites, didn't have this whole back end. Thinking back now, it's probably a way better idea to have a whole built-out website, like a review website that Facebook loves and appreciates, that isn't actually just this kind of one-page sales pitch. And then one day, I see this video on Facebook. It's one of the actors who played the Hulk in the movie Avengers. And it talks about this nightmare story where he was dealing with, like, the doctors found some thing in his brain or his thing in his body, and he went on this mission to overcome it, but he accidentally paralyzes the side of his face and then still goes on to be this, like, to be the Hulk and be this world-renowned actor, like a super successful guy. And it's got 10 million, 20 million views, and the comments are loving it. People are absolutely loving it. And I'm watching this thing, and I'm like, man, what's going on here? There's no voiceover. The video is just playing directly on Facebook, right? It's just text on a screen with pictures going behind it. It wasn't even like a video, right? There was a couple little video clips, but a lot of it was just a picture of Mark and some text slowly sliding on, and then another picture and some text just slowly sliding on. And I'm just thinking, like, oh my God, I wonder if, like, I could just take this advertorial and put it into a slideshow video format. I wonder if that would work. So I show this idea to Dennis. I'm like, Dennis, I think we can just take this advertorial and put it into a video format. I think that actually might work better because then we don't have to build these websites, right? I can just build these little videos. And then I think we just link them directly to checkout. And we're like, yeah, I think that could work. So I find this website called lumen5.com, and it looks like it's just this easy slideshow creator. And we kind of procrastinated on it a little bit, but eventually we're like, let's just kind of give it a shot. I've never seen anyone do kind of videos like this. So we put the text in, we made this like 2-minute kind of video, just this slideshow video, and it totally bombed. You know, we just like dipped our toe in, like the least possible effort we could, and it just totally bombed. It was flat. But we noticed something interesting. The CPMs on Facebook dropped a lot, and we still had a couple sales. Now, we were really negative, but people were buying. I could see that people were buying, and we were kind of like, okay, if this doesn't work, this isn't gonna work, I don't know, let's go back to advertorials. But we were still dealing with these bans. We're like, no, let's find a way to get this to work. So we go back in and we tweak the script and we add a couple pieces that we didn't add before, where I was like, yeah, I don't need that. And I was like, oh, maybe I actually need that. So we put it in and the script gets a little longer. It gets to like 3.5 minutes, and suddenly the ROI starts to go up a little bit more. And we link from the video playing directly on YouTube to directly the buy page, right? Because they just basically read the advertorial, it's time to buy, right? This, the video is the advertorial, it just lives on Facebook. And we see the ROI bump when we start testing other variations. So Dennis and I start getting really excited, right? So Dennis starts making his own variation of the video. I start making my own variation of the video. His beats mine beats his beats mine beats his. And we go on this back and forth streak of kind of beating each other's campaigns. Dennis and I kept making better and better variations. We had our first $500 profit day, $1,000 profit day, $2,000 profit day. We knew we were onto something, and we started to scale, right? Duplicate campaign, scale harder, scale. If you're not scaling, you're failing. We start to get to some serious numbers. Like, we have our first $5,000 a day, $10,000 a day, $20,000 revenue day. We're having revenue sales days. The ROI was still really low, but we were having these kind of days, and we just knew something was happening. And then one day, something incredible happened. One Saturday, I remember spending $72,000 in a single day on Facebook ads for one campaign in the US, and we did $70,000 in sales. Spent 72, did 70. So as an affiliate marketer, I lost $2,000 of my investors' money that day, but there was money flying around everywhere, right? There's money flying around everywhere, and I know gosh dang it, if I could just boost the ROI on this campaign by 10%, we'd be printing again. This would be Lambo money again. So I'm thinking around, I'm like, who do I know that could help me just boost the ROI on this campaign by 10%? And suddenly hits me, John Benson. Many years ago in my parents' basement, I studied John Benson's 3X VSL formula, and I was like, that guy invented the VSLs. I'm gonna go hit him up, see what he thinks. So I Googled around on Facebook, and I see he's taking spots for a new coaching student, and I'm freaking out. I'm like, oh my God, John Benson. I hit him up. I'm like, hey, John, I'll take some coaching. So I sent him a fortune. He looks at my script. Now, I've really never been a super technical copywriter. A lot of people who think I'm this world-class, incredible copywriter really are missing that I've just been rewriting big campaigns my entire career, right? I've literally never done one campaign from scratch. I just have seen multiple campaigns over and over again, right? Just a regular guy who just rewrote campaign after campaign after campaign for his own campaigns and then media bought with his own money to help develop the confidence in the words that I was kind of saying. But that's not John Benson. John Benson is an amazing technical copywriter. So John Benson takes my script, he looks at it, he looks at me, he looks at it, he looks back at me. He looks at the script, he looks back at me, and he just starts yelling at me, right? He breaks the script into different chunks, like it's a scene from a movie, so that I could be very specific about what the purpose of each chapter was before I had this long document of just text, and he chunked it into scene by scene, and I was like, wow, these are actually scene by scenes. And then he just starts yelling at me at each specific scene, and he's like, this sucks, this sucks, this sucks, fix that, fix that, fix that. He doesn't write anything. He just yells at me, which is my love language, right? If you're smart as fuck and you can drop wisdom and you can say it loudly in a way that really gets me to act, it gets me to move, I'm in complete love with you. So John Benson yells at the script. He doesn't write anything. I go back, I start making all the tweaks. Suddenly my video goes from like 4 minutes to like 6.5, 7 minutes long, and the ROI jumps through the roof. It's like a 50% bump in the ROI, and suddenly my campaign just goes completely nuclear. The next weekend, I end up cracking my first $100,000 sales day as an affiliate marketer. You can see the picture down below. I was completely lit out of my mind. I remember growing up, the $100,000 six-figure day sounded so impossible, sounded so incredible. I mean, today I've done that over 365 times, but back then it was this magical, mystical experience that I just like finding a unicorn. And the next weekend, we scale even harder. I remember one day, the biggest day as an affiliate, we spent $140,000 on Facebook and did $200,000 in affiliate sales. It was a $60,000 profit day, and I couldn't have been more excited. We went right to the store to buy a new McLaren. Couldn't have been happier. I reached back out to John Benson. I was like, bro, this is incredible. I showed him the numbers that he did, and he was like, oh my God, this is insane. And I was like, we should do this a little bit more often. This looks like it's working super, super well. Let's make more campaigns together. So John Benson and I partnered. We put together a performance-based deal, and for the next year and a half, John Benson and I would write VSLs every single day, putting me through the ringer. And a lot of the fundamentals that you're about to learn in the next chapter came from John Benson, came from John looking at my scripts and honing it in, looking at my scripts and teaching me stories, mechanisms, authority figures, teaching me all the fundamental secrets to persuasion and copywriting and influencing through the written word. I became obsessed with VSLs. After I had that campaign, I realized that was it. You know, I had been a media buyer for so long, it was completely obvious to me that media buying was so easy if you just had a video that could explode. And I asked myself, what's the 80-20 here? What's the one thing that gets the majority of the results? And I knew the time spent working on videos, working on VSLs, were more valuable than time spent on anything else I could do in my entire business. So I committed my life to the VSL. I committed my life to learning from Benson, to rewriting campaigns, and working to mastering the skill set so I could build my own brand and build an own company and get so good at media buying and affiliate marketing that when I launched my own brand, I could go batshit nuclear right out of the gate. After a few months, I ended up leaving my old investors and going out on my own as a media buyer to build my own media buying house. I had 4 media buyers, 4 editors, a full-time copywriter, and John Benson yelling at me. And my kind of idea was just to come up with the big ideas. I would come up with the big ideas for the angle. My copywriter would come in and flesh it all out, which, by the way, is the secret. Most copywriters fail, and most people that you hire fail, because you expect them to come in and just know how to make monster campaigns. If I could teach you one thing of this entire course, it's just how to get the big picture of a campaign that can go boom. Any B-level copywriter can write world-class campaigns that go nuclear as long as you give them a map to the top of Mount Everest. If you tell them, I want the story to model like this. If you give them a script of a winning campaign and say, I want this story in this formula, he goes, yeah, I got that. That's super easy. Any B-level writer could do something super amazing with that. So what's the moral of the story? Advertorials are incredible, but VSLs will take you to the next dimension. I never really went back to writing advertorials after I got into VSLs. I mean, there was a couple times when I wrote some advertorials, but I remember I had the hopes like, hey, if I crack this as an advertorial, I'll turn it into a VSL. But honestly, that never really happened to me. I'm not the best at systems. I'm really the best at what I call GTM, get the money, go straight to the money. So today I just focus on how do I make the biggest campaign possible? There's not really much testing. Now, if you're a master at operations and a master at funnels, then I would add a advertorial creation section. And if the ROI achieves this kind of much, then I would push that into VSL creation mode. That's gonna be a really solid way to do it, because at the end of the day, advertorials still work. Turning them into VSLs just boost ROI, like everything, all the fundamentals we're gonna do here. Having a better mechanism boosts ROI. Having a better authority figure boosts ROI. Adding testimonials boosts ROI. And as you start to do all these little boosting of your ROI, you start to have a campaign that becomes untouchable and is able to scale to the levels you're looking to scale for. And as I began to practice VSLs over and over and over again, I knew the time was coming to start building my own brand. See you in the next video.